I'm very thankful for the word. You are people who honor the word. And we give the word first place in our lives. The word of God governs us, not our flesh, not our feelings, not our opinions. The word governs our daily life. That's when we live our best life, is when the word's flowing, when we let it come out in us. Now just think about this. Think about how pleased God is when his kids consider him and consider his word in a world that he created. It says in Psalms 24:1, I didn't give this, the earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. He gave us this. He created this. And yet so many don't give him a thought. They don't give him a flicker in their brain. But when his people stop and think, what would Jesus do? Or what does he say about this? I know it pleases him. So I'm going to do a mini series on love and healing. So I need you to get your faith on it and let it bring to you and land in your spirit and receive it in your heart today. Now, the Holy Ghost will probably say things to you that I don't even say if you will just open up. If you'll just, he'll tell you things because I don't know everything, but he does. So our body is our greatest asset because it allows us to be honest, carrying out what, and fulfilling the will of God. It's important that we walk in health, and it really matters to us. I've been in health and I have not been in health. I choose health every time. It literally shuts you down. Can anybody say amen to that? It will just shut you down. Health is important to young and old, and young people need this as well as someone my age. So God intends that we walk in health. And that's why he provided that through what Jesus did for us on the cross, the death and the resurrection. But to receive anything of God that he's provided to us, it calls for our part. We can't assume. God has given us a choice. We know that. If God has something for me, we can't think, if God has something for me, it'll just come to pass. No, it won't. It will not. It's not automatic. He's given us free choices, and he's given us a will. He's already provided, but his part of providing calls for our part of receiving it. And we receive by faith, according to Mark 11:24. Receiving is an action of your heart. Your heart taking hold of it and saying, I agree with it. That's mine. We grab a hold with our spirits because God deals with us spirit to spirit. In the Greek, receiving means this. Take. I take it. I have it. Get. Accept. Agree. It's active talk. When we grab hold and take these truths with our spirit first, that's when they eventually manifest afterwards. About 2-3 weeks ago, I kind of stepped out and called out a couple of things. And I know one of them was arthritis. God was healing arthritis. I take that because I was having some issues in this elbow right here. And I thought, I took it because I don't want arthritis. I mean, I don't know of anybody that wants arthritis. And I just took it for mine. And I tell you, the pain went. The pain went. But you have to actively take it. You can't say, oh, wasn't that, that was so sweet of Terry. Or that was dumb. Or whatever. If you need something and God's working and moving, you take it and hang on to it like a bulldog. So I remember distinctly when I first heard teaching on healing, Faith Chapel is my only church. So, when they taught on tithing, I remember when I got a hold of that. When they taught on healing, I remember when I got a hold of that. And when they taught on forgiveness, I remember when I, each time it's like, oh, I get it now. And I'm just telling you, I'm a show me girl. I've told you I'm always a show me girl. You have to show me it in the word. You got to prove it. Once you prove it, I just put my faith on it. If God says it, you can trust it. You can trust it. We don't get everything from the Word all of God all at once. It's not like we're computers and we just download the Word inside of us. It comes from, you hear it, but then you have experiences, and then God reveals the truth to you, and that helps you get it through, and then you just will never let go of it. You can't, there's nothing that you can do to ever talk me out of healing. Nobody could ever do that. I've been healed too many times. I've walked in health too long. You can come up here and be a theological blah, 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 and you still can't talk me out of it. But as we go and as we hear the Word, Holy Spirit reveals those things to us. So, some are at different places, but anyway, it comes, faith comes. But hearing is not the only thing that affects our faith. Healing. Love is a flow that affects our faith. The working of faith. Love affects the working of faith. Every born again person has become a new creature in Christ. Mason is now a new creation. It is a person that becomes a new species of man that has never existed before. That's in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. That alone is supernatural and worth meditating on. Now, a new person. You get it? The old's gone. It's new when you're born again. A brand new person, unique, special, fresh start in God's image. We can't take that lightly. It doesn't look like anything big's happening, but in the spirit realm, it's miraculous. It's miraculous. God went to a lot of trouble to come up with something unique in each of us. There are no cookie cutter copies in here. Each of you have your own unique little things that are wonderful. This new creation in Christ is a love child of a love God. Now, I know in the 60s, they tried that saying. And love child, Diana Ross really tried. But we are the real deal. We are the real love child. We are born again of love. We are now like our Heavenly Father. We have the same nature, a love nature. Now, do we mess up? Yes, that's what's forgiveness before. We're going to talk about love. 1 John 4:7. Larry, if you start singing that song, I am stopping the whole service so we can listen. 1 John 4:7. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. We can't love the divine love unless you're born again. That love nature has the ability to produce love thoughts, love words, and love actions. God can only manifest himself through love. Born again man, us, now possesses the nature that God can flow through and manifest himself through a love nature. God is. That means there's nothing of God that can move without love moving. When God moves, love moves. When God speaks to you, love speaks to you. Everything that comes from God, because he is love, comes from love. He's not like me. Like my head kind of wants to. He's absolutely love. Now, I'm made in his image, and I should be, but I get some things in the way. You say amen there. Okay, that makes me feel better. There are two kinds of love in the world, the human love, which has a measure of it, but then there's divine love. Divine love didn't enter the earth till Jesus came. He introduced us to the Father. He introduced us to the divine love of God, the flow of God's love. John 17:26. And I have declared to them your name and will declare it, that the love with which you loved me may be in them and I in them. The love that he loved Jesus with is in us. It sometimes don't look like it, but it is. It is. Jesus is the delivery channel through whom the Father's loving kindness, intense, unconditional love, passes to get to us so we could stand in full covenant with Him. He wanted believers, us, to have His chesed, agape type love with each other in the body of Christ, so that the world could witness God's covenant love through us. I'm so thankful that I go to a church where we're not fussing and fighting. We're not talking about each other behind our back. We would lay everything down to help each other. That's what God wants, because He's inside of us. He's wanting that. We're not nitpicking. We're not doing any of that. I just wrote down here, a good assignment this week would be to read and study the Gospel of John 14 through 17, those chapters. John is the only one of the disciples. He was the one that said, you know, Jesus loves me more. I like him. You gotta like him. You know, he's confessing that. He's the only one that died naturally, of natural causes. He lived to be a long life. And he died naturally. The rest of them, you know, but now he was Jesus' love child. He really was. He was God's love child. Okay. Because we are in Christ and He's in us, we have the nature of God in us. His nature is a love nature. Now we may have to brush up on some things inside of us, but it's true. It's true. His nature is in us. It doesn't look like human love. It's beyond that. Any good thing you find in human love, God is that and more. If you've got someone that loves you like no other, it doesn't touch the love that God has for you. I don't even know how to express that. You know, I don't know, but I just know that that's true. My job is to help us understand God's love, and the importance of love plays in receiving what we need from God by faith. We are not just sentenced to live based on human love. We have divine love. It's a supernatural. Anything that comes from God is supernatural. It's above and beyond the natural. So is the love God has on the inside of every believer. I can love you more than I think I can. I can. Human love versus divine love. Human love is often conditional, rooted in personal attachment. Emotions, expectations can be influenced by circumstances, flaws. You can take a wonderful love couple and that can be squashed if it's human love. It really, you can begin to, you know, they're just humans. They make mistakes. I don't want to talk about marriages or anything, but divine love, God's love is unconditional, boundless, and eternal. Unchanging force does not depend on the recipient's actions, qualities, or worthiness. We don't have to be worthy of that kind of love. We are used to understanding, you mess up, I'm done with you. No one likes or loves you. You're passed out, you're finished. You screw up, you're out. That's not God's love. That's how He feels about us when we mess up. It's not. If we are born again, we don't have to pray to give us love. It's in us. What we have to do is develop what is already inside of us. We have to become skillful. There's that word again. But we have to become skillful with letting love flow when something else other than love wants to flow. You know what I mean? If Dina was here and you're listening, instead of throat punching, no throat punching, if we let it love flow. If we want our faith to grow, we should all really desire that our faith grow, to become skillful in our faith. Paul said this, your faith is growing more and more. That's in 2 Thessalonians. Our faith is to grow. It's to flourish. increase exceedingly. God's given us a measure and we have to grow it. The Bible even talks about dead faith. In James, so what's that mean? Faith isn't moving. It's just dead. You're not believing for anything. You're not. See, God wants us to ask. He wants us to ask. The big things, the little things, He wants us to ask. He wants to be involved. So when we stop moving our bodies, there's a risk of lots of health issues. Muscle mass goes, and strength decreases, bones become weaker, and your cardiovascular health deteriorates, and so much more when you stop moving. We don't want our faith to be dead. We need to use it all the time to be strong, strong faith muscles, believing for things in our life. Faith is how we conduct with heaven, with the currency of heaven. Plus, without faith, it's impossible. It's impossible to please God. Faith pleases Him. So why wouldn't He want us believing for something all the time? We want to please Him. We can't even touch the impossible because it belongs to faith. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God, not by praying, not by seeing, but by hearing. And when you go to the Greek text, it means hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. That's why I tell Chess, saturate. Tell him to saturate himself. Faith comes. In Galatians 5:6. For if we are in Christ, we are, neither circumcision nor uncircumcision counts for anything, but only faith activated and energized and expressed and working through love. Faith comes by hearing, but faith works by love. Faith comes by hearing, but faith works by love. Faith will come, but that faith will only work as far as our love is working. Our faith will never go further than our love walk. Faith won't bypass our love walk. This is hard teaching here. People can be developed in their faith, but not developed in their love. And they can fall behind in faith, but they can't get beyond love. This could be a great faith person, but he don't have love for squat. Faith can't get out ahead of love. It goes together. It's hand in hand. Because God has faith, but He is love. You can keep feeding His faith, but it won't be carried any further than our love carries it. So here's an example. If faith is a vehicle, love is the engine out of that vehicle. Without an engine, the vehicle goes nowhere. You can have a new vet sitting in your driveway. No engine in it. It just makes for a good yard ornament or a good garage ornament. Under the hood of that vet is the unseen force love is the force that makes faith work. We have to be interested in the things that make faith work in our life. For faith, it needs to be work, because we need our faith going out there and getting the things that we, the currency with God. You see a big 18-wheeler on the road, and I guarantee you, it's not a lawnmower engine pulling it. That it has to have a big engine pulling the 18-wheeler. Big love plus big faith. It moves it along. We can't be skillful with faith apart from being skillful with love. No one will have skillful faith if they're not skillful and walking in love. Now, here's the good part. God has given it to us already when we were born again. What we're doing is we're developing it. We're taking it to love is in us, but it's not skillful and letting it dominate you and letting it take the lead if we don't develop it. In 1 Corinthians 14:1, the Amplified says this, eagerly pursue and seek to acquire this love. Make it your aim, your great quest. This is a big deal to God. Eagerly pursue and seek to acquire. Acquire means learn or develop a skill. We're back to being skillful again. Love is on the inside of us. We just have to make it our aim, our great quest to develop it. Brother Hagin was known for his faith and the skillful way he used it, his faith. He was an enormous man of God and a man of faith. But people who knew him said the most outstanding feature of his spiritual life was not his faith, it was his love walk. He used to say this, and I quote, "If I get sick, if symptoms try to attach themselves, the first place I check is my love walk," unquote. He says, quote, "Have I stepped out of love?" Brother Hagin, if you don't know, or you would be considered in our time the father of faith. He just broke open so many things in this day and time. We've learned under him. I've used his material. I've been to his conventions. His faith was extraordinary, but he also taught on our love walk. He said, "You can't teach faith fully as it ought to be taught without addressing the love walk." That's why he always checked to see if he stepped out of love. If symptoms came, I've stepped out of love. I have. He knew the devil can't do anything to us anytime he wants. We have to get in his territory, the devil's territory. Getting out of love puts us there. Love is God's territory. Again, he's love. And so that is his territory. When we step out of love, it's stepping into sin. The devil's territory is sin, failure, fear, sickness, and all that yuck. Anything yucky. We decide what territory we're going to live in by where we walk. So what does the term love walk mean? It is how you conduct your daily life. Not on Sunday. How much we let the word rule us, come here, Jake, and dominate us. How much we let love rule and take the lead in our lives. So I'm going to give you an example. Right here, so they can see you. So we're just talking along, and he's been irritating me. Go ahead and say something negative, and you better watch what you say negative. We're talking, say something. More. My outfit you don't like. Just say it out loud and proud. Instead of me going, "I love you, Jake. Thank you. I love you, buddy." You see that? That's my love walk. I wanted to tell him what I thought about his outfit. You see what I'm saying? And I stopped. I considered loving him and my love walk. That's what love walk means. You know, when someone treats you bad and it's coming up and you take that step and you just think, greater he that's in me than you making that accusation. Okay. We have to walk the path of love. Anytime we step out of love's territory, we stepped in to sin. Okay. And that gives the devil the opportunity to attack us. Now, I'm not going to lie to you. Don't we all have just that few people that challenges our love walk? Can I get an amen on that one? Thank you. But you know what? We don't walk out our love walk based on them. They're not worth it. Don't give them that power over you. Don't do it. I will say this again. Divine love is based on the flesh, the feelings, the emotions, the temporal things, the temporal settings. But it is an outflow of the divine love that resides within the spirit of a born-again person. This love is not born out of physical or emotional place. It's a strong starter and a strong finisher. It endures everything. It won't give up, and quit. It won't abandon people, obligations, responsibilities. It's not a quitter. It will never weaken and fail no matter what pressures show up. This divine love has no hate for others. It doesn't strike back in anger, fling words of hurt or hate at others, or fight to get its own way, to put itself first. It's not selfish. It stands up under any pressure without faltering or quitting. It stays true. This is the inheritance of a born-again believer. 1 John 4:7 says, "Everyone that loveth is born of God and knoweth God." I said at the very beginning, we are a people who honor the word of God and believe it. Romans 5:5 in the Amplified Classic says this, "The love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us." This scripture literally means the love of God is poured into the hearts of believers through the Holy Spirit. And this provides a sure foundation for hope, preventing disappointment. Divine love isn't something we try to drum up, make happen, or knock ourselves out with because it's hard. It's in us already. This teaching will help us develop our faith in that divine love in us. Our goal is to get to the place where we skillfully flow in it, including Jesus. Just remember, God is love. Jesus came to deliver this love to us. When people come, become born again, a new creation, love is deposited. It and in us. It's a part of the new creation, God's divine love. It's ours because of Jesus. We just have to develop it. God's love is not a distant concept, but a tangible reality experienced by believers. It's already inside of us. It's been poured into us. We have God's love nature. Love is a fruit of the Spirit. That's in Galatians chapter 5. It's a fruit of the Spirit. Love, hope, peace, joy, patience, long suffering. That one. We'll teach on that sometime. That came in with us as when we were born again. Fruit growth. It's a fruit. It grows. As our knowledge and understanding of the love of God for us grows, it will enable us to walk free from anything that is not born of love. Y'all get some things at you that's not born of love. But in fear, worry, doubt, all that yucky stuff, and all things that seek to oppose us, as we choose to yield and respond to it, the fruit of love will grow. In fact, it will begin to flow out, blessing others and putting us over. It is the evidence that God is in us. John 13:35. "By this, all men know that you are my disciples, if you love one another, if you keep on showing love among yourselves." Remember, it did say if we have a choice. When I say to you, stay on the right side of God on things, you stay on God's blessing side. We strengthen our spirit to stay in position for all of what God has planned for us. Today, I laid the groundwork. That's just the groundwork. We will go deep. In the meantime, I'm not just going to leave you with this. I prepared for your prayer and confessing and declarations to speak on yourself. You're welcome to if you want. This will help you do your exercise. Muscle, strong faith, strong love. Remember from last lesson, we have what we say. We went 3 or 4 weeks talking about our words and all of that. I'm going to read it to you. And if you want one of these, you can declare this over yourself. "Father, as your word calls me to do, I love you with all my heart, soul, and strength, and I love others as I love myself. Thank you that you are the giver of perfect love, and you love me no matter what. I receive your love today and allow it to free me from all guilt, shame, and condemnation. As I receive your love, I purpose in my heart today to show love to others and walk in it each and every day. I will not walk in unforgiveness. Instead, I choose to forgive immediately and take no further thought to any wrong done to me. I speak kindly to others. I'm patient with them. I don't get angry with others. I look for ways to bless those around me, not criticize or condemn. I choose to be polite in everything I do, that I may be a blessing and pleasing to you. That thank you for giving me the spirit of power, love, and a sound mind. Here's your here's your scriptures and declarations. I've got you loaded up. I'm just telling you right now. I got you loaded up. Maybe I should say that. The Lord is my, excuse me, the Lord is my refuge from oppression, my stronghold in times of trouble. And I've got verses for everyone. I may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers me from them all. I cast my cares on the Lord and he will sustain me. He will never let the righteous be shaken. I find rest in God alone. My hope comes from him. The Lord himself goes before me and will be with me. He will never leave me nor forsake me. I will not be afraid. I will not be discouraged. I choose to think on things that are true, noble, right, pure, lovely, and admirable. If anything is excellent or praiseworthy, I think about such things. I cast all my anxieties on the Lord, for he cares for me. The weapons of my warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I cast down imaginations and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God. And I bring into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. I thank you for consoling me and giving me beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that I may be called a tree of righteousness, which you have planted, that you may be glorified. I will not grow weary in doing well, for in due season I will reap if I will not lose heart. I have faith that God is on my side. Your declarations. I am filled with and follow the peace of God. I conform my will to God's will. I am single-minded, focused believer, and I'm stable in all my ways. I am merciful and I receive mercy. I walk in love and avoid strife at all costs. I am free in every way from anyone's and anything's control. I honor God with my thoughts and actions. I forgive those who have hurt me. This says, because God is love, love is in me. I walk this life in love. Every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. Now that's for you. If someone say, well, you know, I'm not really at odds with someone. At some point in this life, you probably will be. I'm just telling you, someone's jealous of your job. Someone's jealous of your spouse. Someone's jealous of the amount of money you make. Someone's jealous because you got a new car. Someone's jealous. You know how it goes. It's the same. Someone stepped over into the devil's territory and they're taking it out on you. But we don't wrestle against flesh and blood. Someone's just yielded. And I hate that for them. But what they do doesn't affect us and our walk with the Lord. Because we're loved, we're blessed, we're anointed, and the love of God has been shed on our hearts. But let me tell you this. Sometimes, a lot of times, we think we've got to do all the defending, that we've got to do, and we fail to let God fight our battles. And that comes with trust. That comes with knowing how much you are endlessly loved by God. Endlessly loved by God. And so it's hard to step back when I'm thinking, this is Terry's mind, well, if I did this and I did that, and we did this. Now, let me tell you, I'm not saying it's wrong to do certain things, you know, that you need to do and all that. But you have to know at all times God's fighting your battle. He's fighting your battle. You stay in your lane, which is God's lane. You stay on God's side and let him do the fight. Let him do the correcting and all of that. And if you have to, I'm not saying lay down. You do know I'm not saying lay down and let everybody walk all over you. That's all I'm talking about. Don't anybody think that. God didn't say in Psalms, lay down and be everybody's punching bag. He did not. He said to trust him. Fear not. I love you. So that's the way we go about it. Now, if you sue me because I drank a coffee in church. Okay. And I have to say, that wasn't a coffee. That wasn't a hot coffee. It's iced coffee. Lard made it for me. It's really good. It's got protein in it. There's nothing wrong with that. But she comes at me really hard with that. Let's say you're not born again, okay? We're playing like you're not. Or we can do vice versa if you want to. But, you know, I'm not saying you can't hold up for yourself on what's true. But I can't call her. She can't call me. Which way would it be? You, let's say, because I don't want to call you those things. She can't call me a low-life dog and a B-I-T-C-H. She can't do that. She can't do that. That's not the way we operate. That's not the way God operates. That's not the way His children operate. We don't threaten people. We don't get ugly with people. We do it righteously. Somebody get what I'm saying? We do it righteously and let God fight for us. Let God trust Him to fight for us. I have been in situations that I didn't know how it was going to get settled. I didn't know how it was going to get settled in my favor. How I would ever come out of it, you know, and what people would think, blah, blah, blah. But I knew if I walked it out right, that God would take care of it. And you know, He took care of it so profoundly that I don't even think about it anymore. It's even hard for me to drum up those experiences because God walked me through it, just like He walked me through losing, or not losing, but gave and going to heaven, just like when my mom went. If you can trust Him with that, you can trust Him with your character. You can trust Him with a battle. You see what I'm saying? He's that big, and He loves you that much. What we have to do is concentrate and develop how much we are loved, how active His love is. Because if faith works by love, we got to figure out what that is. We got to figure out so that faith works. Because I don't want me getting mad at you and my faith stop. I can pray the prettiest prayer ever and I'm null and void because I'm in hate. And that's not God's flow. That is not God because He is love. Thank you.